You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back with more entertaining stuff that you can use right away. We've got one of my most entertaining guests, Bruce Turkell. We're going to talk about building your brand, but before we get started, I wanted to give a special shout-out to our listeners in Austin, Texas. I got a text from them earlier. They are listening. A shout-out to my friends, my diamond friends out in Austin. Thanks for listening in and giving us positive energy to start the show. We're hanging in there with you, so thanks for hanging in there with us. I also want to remember Lauren Book. She's walked the entire state of Florida Saturday at 4:30. She's at the Michael Kropp School up at the county line. She'll be ending her walk. Fun, games, entertainment. I'll be there. Vivian will be there. Lauren and Ron will be there. We'll have a great time. Hey, Bruce, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim. Happy to be here.
Yeah, I could tell. You're all geared up there. Now, Bruce, we're going to talk about just building your brand. You gave a great write-up about being on the jet to L.A., which I guess was the day that I thought you were going to be on, but you weren't. So, you know, great wine, great story, but great brand-building stuff. What do people do to build their brand?
What people do to build their brand is very simple. You figure out what it is you do that matters to your customer, to your consumer, to your potential consumer. And you stop talking about yourself and you start talking about them. You build a brand that is all about them.
You know, my mom taught me that it's not about me, it is about them. And I've been learning that from you for a long time, but I still run into people that are successful that just jam it down people's throats. But it seems to me that that is getting less and less the way to do it. It's sort of like the 80s bonfire of the vanities approach versus today, which is sort of an all-inclusive open approach.
Well, yeah, that way doesn't work anymore. There are a lot of people who market themselves and you feel like you're on a bad date, right?
Hoy.
I did this, then I did that, then I did this. Okay, I've talked enough about myself. Let's talk about you. What do you think of me? You know, and people do that. In the old days when you couldn't find information, maybe that was necessary. And if it wasn't necessary, at least it was acceptable. But now, all information is democratized. I have this little phone in front of me. Google knows everything.
And everybody.
And everybody. And I can find out anything I want to know, not only about you good, but about you bad, or at least what someone thought was bad, and about all your competition. So if all you're going to do is tell me about yourself, guess what? That's see and say, which I can do online. I don't want to hear your shovelware. I want to hear what's in it for me.
You know, and it's funny because, well, I guess it's really not funny. This happened to me just today. I was going into work. My phone popped. And one of my doctors sent me a text. And he asked me to go on the rating service of his doctor practice because somebody had just left a really get back kind of email, kind of comment. And I just went on. It was easy, but it was something about him that I could do was returning the favor.
Well, absolutely. And you know the old saying, the best time to plant an oak tree is 20 years ago or right now. If you want to protect yourself against those negative statements online, then the best time to start seeding the internet with good things about yourself and what you offer is 20 years ago, or guess what, if you didn't do it then, now. Because when that negative one comes up, you want to have so much good stuff on there that the negative piece drops way down, third page of Google, people don't actually see it, or it's on Yelp, but you have 100 good ones. But if you wait, which is what most people do, until you get the negative one, then you get all upset, then you have to go out and find people to put positive ones up. That's not the way to get this job done.
No, it's not. And I think we always talk about building your brand, and it's not something that happens overnight. It really starts with identifying my authentic self, and then you really helped the last time you were on the show. You're my therapist, so stay tuned because Bruce is going to give me
a therapy
session.
So I can charge more, right?
You can charge whatever you want. I'm going to keep paying you what you get for being on the show.
Twice as much. I want twice as much.
All right, two cups of coffee next time, but I'm leaving after the first.
Deal.
Okay. Now, what I found was that as soon as I realized what I was doing, I originally thought I was putting out business news. Now you heard my new intro, which is I'm just working to create information that people can use and giving it to them in a way that's entertaining so they hear what they want.
Always remember, people don't buy what you do. They buy who you are because they can get this information elsewhere. And let's face it, they can pick a lot of other signals, a lot of other stations to hit the buttons and listen to. The reason they listen is because of you. The reason they listen is because your authentic truth that comes across the airwaves, your energy, your excitement, your knowledge, your passion, all of that is something that makes their lives better.
Oh, my gosh. And this, we're videotaping this. It's going to be on YouTube. You get to see me cry on YouTube with happiness.
You already cried before. You're going to cry again?
I'm a mush pot.
I'm
a mush pot. I got a lot of energy that bleeds out, and sometimes it comes out through my eyeballs. Sometimes it comes out through my fingertips. Now, Bruce, we all have, you know, people that listen to the show know that you've got 7 different points to help build a brand. I know they're on your business card, so why don't you just give them to me?
Sure, I'd be happy to. The first one is what we've been talking about, all about them. Stop talking about yourself. Start talking about your customer. It's so important, by the way, that All About Them is the title of my new book that comes out in September.
Oh, wait. Can I pre-order this on Amazon?
Yes, you can indeed.
I want to help you become an
opening... Bruce Turkell. Please do.
Okay, this way you open up as a bestseller.
That's the idea. And by the way, I'll be back on the show when we're going to get the book. I'm going to give them away. I'm going to do anything I can do to get people to buy it.
Oh, chief, we'll give me the dates. I'll bring as many people. We'll go have a lunch. I want to do everything.
You got it.
And it's not to promote... I'm sorry, Bruce. It's not to promote you. It's because I love your ideas so much, I want everybody to have them so they can use it to improve their life.
And by the way, it's quid pro quo. By doing this, it makes your show more valuable. My market force goes up every time I make your market force, your brand, more valuable. All About Them. When I do things that help you, when I focus on you, my brand value increases.
Okay, so we had one. I think we might have gotten to 2.
We can get to 2. Number 2 is hearts, then minds. Make an emotional connection before you make an intellectual connection. Everybody wants to tell you how many offices they have, how many computers they have, how many salespeople they have, se habla español, whatever it is, all important. But I don't care about any of those things, which are known, by the way, as RTBs, reasons to believe. I don't care about the reasons to believe until I care. So first, get me to have an emotional connection with your product. Then you can tell me why it gets better gas mileage, why it's better for my health, why it's less expensive.
I got to stop crying, I guess, huh?
No, you have to keep crying. That's who you are. That's your authentic truth. Just don't drip it on me. Okay,
give me number 3.
Number 2 is hearts than minds. Number 3 is make it simple.
Oh, that's an easy one.
Yes, it is. But number 4 is easier. Make it quick. So number 5 is make it yours. Make sure that the brand is exactly ownable. It's yours and yours alone. When people see it, they know it's you. Listen, Oscar Wilde said it 100 years ago. Be yourself. Everyone else is already taken. And that's what it's all about. It needs to be ownable. Number 6 is all 5 senses. It needs to be sensual. People don't make decisions in purchasing just based on what they see and hear, eyes and ears. It's also what they smell, what they taste, and what they touch. And so your brand should fit all those things. What does your brand smell like? What does it feel like? We market Miami, as you know. Miami's not just what you see or what you hear. It's what you feel, the weather, the sand.
Café.
It's what you smell, the café con leche, exactly, the tropical fruits, all those different
things. The music.
Things, all of that.
Oh,
that
I love it
all
here.
Works together to make a sensual brand.
Oh.
And then finally, point 7, also 3 words, but it's only really 1 word, repeat. Repeat, repeat.
I'll bet the 4th one is repeat.
Repeat, and so is 5, 6, and 7. Once you figure it out, you say it over and over and over and over again because you have to hammer it home. Now, ironically, that does not give you the right to be repetitive. You got to come up with new, creative, interesting ways to say the same old thing. By the way, that's called job security for guys like me because that's what I do. I come up with those things for our clients.
Well, that's great. I mean, Wanda, how much more time do I have in this segment?
We'll call it 2 minutes.
Oh, great.
Okay,
so
wait, I want to talk about Wanda because I love Wanda and I have heard Wanda in this
No, you got to look this way.
For how many years? Yeah, don't look away. And when I get up at 5 in the morning to run, Wanda is on the radio. And when I go to sleep, Wanda's on the radio. She, you know, they said James Brown was the hardest working man in show business, but Wanda is the hardest working person in show business.
I take naps.
And the best, too.
She's got great dogs, too.
Yes, I do.
Now, Wanda's going to be sticking with us as we move to the new studio. Wanda's going to be piloting the show again, and we just love having her. She's here guesting today. And so, Bruce, you've helped us build. Bruce, you're helping me do with brand extension.
That's what I do, Jim. Amazing how that works. Huh?
Oh, my gosh. You're so fabulous. You just wound me in with NPR.
Yes, absolutely. That's where you belong.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you. We'll talk to them after the show. So, Bruce, for people that can't stick with us, through the next segment. How do they find you? How do they get some of your tips? Where are your books listed?
Very easy. My name, BruceTurkell.com and TurkellBrands.com. Easy to find me. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn. It's all my name, B-R-U-C-E, that's Bruce, and then Turkel, 1-L, T-U-R-K-E-L.
It's awesome stuff. We're going to have our U-Health guest on after the break. We're going to talk about saving your voice while you're cheering for the Canes, and then we're going to go back with Bruce for the final quarter here of the show. So stick with us. We've got great, entertaining information you can use today. And Wanda, it's your time to shine.